With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. An attack on a synagogue in England during Yom Kippur has killed two congregants and is being labeled a terrorist attack. Richard Ferrer, editor of the Jewish News, says Britain has always felt like a refuge amid violent anti-Semitic incidents elsewhere.
The Jewish community is a very secular, very embedded, very proudly British, doesn't define itself by Israel or anything. It defines itself as a British Jewish community and all the great things it offers in terms of family values and tradition and heritage and education. All these things that we want to shout from the rooftops, we feel that we've been forced to be quiet about in the last couple of years out of fear for our own security.
Police killed the assailant and arrested three other suspects. It's day two of a government shutdown that has both political parties blaming the other. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump hopes Senate Democrats will do the right thing and support a temporary funding bill.
There is zero good reason for them to vote to shut the government down right now.
With the Senate out until Friday, the shutdown will be in effect until at least then. Meanwhile, Leavitt says the administration is looking at sizable layoffs in the federal workforce.
We're going to look at agencies that don't align with the administration's values that we feel are a waste of the taxpayer dollar.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
The White House is asking nine major universities to commit to President Trump's political priorities in exchange for more favorable access to federal money. A document sent to the universities encourages them to adopt the White House's vision for America's campuses. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 78 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham gave a gospel message in Belgium.
The evangelist hosted what is called the Festival of Hope Outreach. More than 14,000 people gathered in Brussels, Belgium, to hear a message about the hope of the gospel. Organizers said the message was translated live into seven languages: French, Flemish, Slovak, Spanish, Portuguese, French Sign Language, and Flemish Sign Language, to make it accessible to all the attendees. George Williams, SRN News.
At least 25 people were killed when a church under construction collapsed on Wednesday in Ethiopia's Amhara region, according to local authorities. The incident happened early on Wednesday in Amhara, northern Ethiopia, as worshippers gathered. A clinician with a local hospital said the victims included some children and elderly people. So far, they've confirmed 25 dead and over 100 injured. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Tesla showrooms were humming in the third quarter.
The electric vehicle maker's sales rose July through September. It may have been the result of consumers rushing to take advantage of a $7,500 credit before it expired on September 30th. The company reports sales were up 7% compared to the same period a year ago. The gain followed two quarters of sharp declines. Sales rose to just over 497,000 compared to 463,000 in the same period last year. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The administration has announced a cancellation of $7.6 billion in funding for clean energy projects across 16 states. The cuts expected to affect things like battery plants and hydrogen technology projects. On Wall Street, another winning day. The Dow was up 79 points, closing bell. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.